When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
C103.
How the time just seems to fly by, because it's that time of year again for the annual Jack and Jill Foundation's Incognito Arts Sale, which will take place next week. To chat about this year's fundraiser, I'm joined by Lucinda Hall. Lucinda is the Incognito Art Creator, and also on the line is Abandon's Shane O'Driscoll, who is one of the artists again this year. Good morning to you both, and you're welcome to the programme.
Go on, thank you.
Now, Lucinda, can I start with you? Can you just remind us how the art sale works?
The art sale works, well, on the 24th, I've got 1,200 artists who've done wonderful pieces, postcard size, which have been photographed, and they have gone up online. They went up on the 4th of April. If you want to buy one, you go onto the website, incognito.ie, have a look at the ones that you like, and put them into, you have to register yourself, then you make a wish list, and you put the cards that you like into the wish list. And then on the 24th of April, this strange thing called an algorithm decides who's going to get what, and so there might be one postcard where probably Shane's, which about 500 people want to buy. So the algorithm decides who's going to get it. So it's a sort of lucky dip. Once you've registered, it is a sort of lucky dip.
It's a raffle. It's basically a raffle after that.
It's a sort of raffle, yes. I mean, it's hard to explain, me not being terribly technical.
No, you've done well. And the donation that you ask for is €65.
€65, yes. And it all goes to the charity. And then you pay a little bit of postage on top of that. And the card that you then get an email that will tell you whether you've been successful or not. Then we put the postcard into the post, and you get it a week or so later.
And then online, because I've already gone online to look at the 1,200 paintings for this art pieces for this year. They're stunning.
3,345.
Is that how many it is? There was pages of them yesterday. It's 1,200, but some people do more than one.
Yes. We encourage people to do three. Because that's a sort of easy number, and it's nice people have been collecting them over the years, so if you like a particular artist, you go online and you look for that artist's pictures again and try and buy them.
Yeah, Shane, have you put three in again this year?
I have indeed, yeah. So I've kind of been involved for a number of years now like that.
Shane is one of our stalwarts.
He is indeed. And for the last two
years, wonderful.
Well, for the last 2 years, I've painstakingly gone through them all to identify Shane's. I've bid on them all, and I got none of them. I've yet to get one.
Yeah, you've got to keep knocking.
So you can't give us the heads up as to what numbers you are this year.
I don't even know myself. To honest, like that, I checked the website as well, and it's amazing. Each year it kind of grows and grows, the amount of artists that it takes a while to kind of go through them all now at this stage. There is so many, which is amazing to see.
Huge amount. What did you say the total number is, Lucinda, this year?
3,345.
That's fantastic.
Which I'm looking at now. They're all in boxes here in my office. And 3,345. I think that's enough, don't you?
Absolutely. have you, Lucinda, have you your own personal favourites?
I do.
Yeah.
I have my personal favourites over here, but I'm not allowed to buy them because I know exactly, you know, who's what. So I could cheat. So I'm banned. And our office band as well.
That's fair enough.
Which is fair enough, yeah.
And then after the sale, you reveal who the artists are.
Yes, after the sale, probably the following day, we will have all the names underneath each picture so that you can see who you've missed and who you've got. And, well, you'll know by then who you've... No, you won't know. You'll know on Thursday. Yeah. All the names, yeah.
And you know the way you always put up on the website, if any didn't sell, you'll resell them the following week. Does that ever happen? Does that ever happen?
Yes, just occasionally, because you know, we don't have very many left after the first wave. But you can, and people feel that even if they didn't get the one they really, really wanted, you know, they'd like to make a donation to the charity.
Yeah, because that's what it's
happy,
all about.
You know,
Shane, when did you start to get involved with the Incognito art sale?
I'm going benchmarking things now, like it's pre-COVID. I don't remember what years now, but it's been a good while. Like I was aware when it first happened in Dublin, and I remember myself, I went down to Kew to buy something, and the queue went right around the block. Like it was massive. I think I was waiting for an hour and a half. I was late for work that day, but I mean, it definitely kind of resonated with me seeing that the kind of ways that, you know, this initiative had. And then I kind of submitted work myself then the year after, and you get kind of aware of all the artists that are involved, and it's a great, obviously it gives back to a great cause, but then it's kind of nice to kind of look into it and see it coming around. You know, it's affordable. There's, you know, it's quite interesting even just digging through to see what art, if you're looking for an artist, but you also might learn and find new artists as well yourself. So it's always interesting when it kind of comes around each year like that. And I remember one year it was down in Cork as well, and I was in the studio, and I was chatting to people who were literally camping out overnight outside the studio to get a piece of art. Yeah, so it's amazing to see that's the impact that it has. Like that people need to go overnight back then, you know.
And so, I do think by putting it online, it opens it up to a bigger audience as well, and a great way, I think, Shane, to introduce people to art, and as you say, to opening your eyes to new artists.
Absolutely, yeah. Like I think you can definitely kind of be, you know, guided by, let's say, galleries when you kind of go in, and they're obviously artists selected and shown in galleries. But here, it's quite it's just a straight platform where basically there's no priorities. Everyone is an artist, and that's it. So you people who might necessarily be professional artists, it might be hobbyists, people who just maybe even make artwork for Incognito to give back. So it's just a great platform in that sense, where everyone is just on a level playing field. Everyone is just an artist, and those that are viewing and buying are purely kind of buying, you know, to give to the charity, but also, you know, just from their connection with the art that they like. They don't necessarily know who it is, which can be a good thing too. They're kind of buying with their gut, which is always great.
And that's what you should do. That's what you should do when you look at it. But I love the fact that of the, you know, the 12,000 or the 1,200 artists, 108 are from Cork. We're really steeped in the artistic world.
Isn't it great? 108, marvellous.
Yeah,
marvellous.
It is absolutely amazing. Okay, so still time to bid. The website, listen to the people, go on incognito.ie.
Incognito.ie, and you register yourself, and then you make your wish list. And then anything that's in the wish list will be considered by the algorithm.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does indeed. And then that's when the raffle it's when the raffle happens. If there'll be a draw, and you might be lucky enough. Okay, so we want people, please, to get involved, because it's in a fantastic cause. Because Lucinda, all the money goes to the little Jack and Jill babies and little Jack and Jill children and their families.
And their families, to help them have a life. You know, because these children need constant care. And when you've got other children, you know, it can be a problem, you know, trying to organise your life. So these nurses come in and take the weight off the shoulders of the parents for an afternoon or a day or whatever it is. And they're just wonderful. And they did it all the way through COVID. Not a bother on them. It was just fantastic.
They are a lifeline for the families. And of course, because these are small little children with, you know, in many cases, you know, very highly complex medical needs, they're not often seen out in public because they're so unwell. They can't often be taken to the park.
Yeah.
So a lot of people live in neighbourhoods and don't even realise that a Jack and Jill nurse is going in. And I know at the moment, 43 children here in Cork are being looked
43.
After and cared for by the Jack and Jill nurse. It is fantastic. So incognito.ie. Shane, what are you up to at the moment besides doing your artwork for Incognito? How's life with you?
It's good. I'm actually currently down in the Blue House Gallery in Skull. Give that a shout out there. We're hanging a show at the moment, so I'm kind of part of the team there. So I'm down in Sunny Skull at the moment, hanging an exhibition there in the Blue House. And then I have a solo show myself as well coming up in the start of June in Dublin in the SO Fine Art Gallery as well. So, yeah, never not doing anything.
Yeah, you're busy. Long may that last. You're a fantastic artist.
Thank you.
I love your work. Listen, Lucinda,
thank you very much.
Best of luck with Incognito.
Thank you.
And I'll keep my fingers crossed. I might be lucky this year.
You might do.
God bless. Take care, folks.
Right.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.
That is Bandon artist Shane O'Driscoll, wonderful, wonderful visual artist, and also Lucinda Hall, who is the Incognito art curator. If you'd like to help out the Jack and Jill Foundation and hopefully get your hands on one of those art pieces, they really are stunning. But as I say, you're going to spend hours online going through them because they are stunning. Over 3,000 pieces this year. Incognito.ie.